Okay, so what do we got to talk about this week?
We like movies.
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots,
he's Chris, I'm Derek.
Two brothers from separate mothers. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
That's a good start.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me as
hi. Oh,
settle down.
No, I just said hi. There was a pause, and I didn't.
As I was saying, I'm Derek, and what?
Go ahead.
This is off to a good start, huh? I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Blue Falcon to my Dino Mutt, Chris. What's up?
Hey, what's happening there?
Yeah. Same old shit. Actually,
yep.
Different shit, but more shit. Just some shitty shit.
Shitty bang bang.
Shitty bang bang.
Shitty. No.
Well,
we should do every show. We should start. Oh, okay, go ahead. Is there a delay? Are you having a delay? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. This is going to be fun.
What were you going to say?
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, at least we don't have any major deaths to report.
Yeah, I think there might have been one, but I don't.
No, nothing. Shush. Oh. I'm sure there was something, but anyway, what were you going to say?
Just of our country, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's been a long...
Political, I went there.
That's been a long, slow death.
Yeah, it has.
And quite painful.
Somebody just put the proverbial pillow over our face and get it the fuck over with.
I know, right?
Jesus.
Like, death by paper cuts.
Yeah, but... stupid paper. You see all those fucking clowns out there in the, like, I saw this picture of a pool that
had, yes,
like, hundreds of people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with it? What I don't understand is that they act like it's, you know, it's a hoax or it's not that serious.
I know.
But the whole world is this shit.
No shit.
Look at Brazil. For Christ's sakes, they didn't take it serious, which they have their own fucking Trump there, which blows my mind that there's more of them.
Oh, yeah.
But they ran out of fucking coffins, I heard. I was like, what?
Really?
I mean, they can make more, but I'm like, yeah, like, they didn't take it serious, and it's a disaster.
Yep.
And the president there gives no fucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he went golfing, but he doesn't give a fuck. But it's also sad that every time I see somebody waving the flag, I know that's an ignorant asshole now.
Yep.
I don't see that as like, oh, it's a patriotic flag. No, it's a fucking idiot, and I can't fucking stand it.
Like those idiots who drive around with the flag up in their pickup truck. Like, ugh.
Yeah, you know that guy's an asshole right off the fucking bat there. Like, even if our president wasn't the hugest piece of shit in the world, like, how lame is it to fly around a fucking flag with a guy's name on it? I mean, like, what sheep fucking, like, have some fucking self-respect. Yeah, fuck. Like, how fucking lame is that? That's our boy. He's gonna get it done.
America. All right.
I can't take him.
On that note.
Well, I mean, I had like a cookout yesterday, right? And I just had like my, you know, immediate family, under 10, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then my sister's boyfriend fucking went to church that day.
Really?
He went to fucking church?
Jeez.
And I'm like, I seem to be the only one that was like concerned.
Mm.
Because, I don't know, there's a special Jesus buffer or something. Like, he did go in public, but it's Jesus. I'm like, oh, really? Burn him!
Special Jesus buffer, that's awesome.
And then they were like, you know, I was in the wrong, because I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, how many people there? Like, oh, only like 30 people. I'm like, 30 people?
30 people. That's 30 people that could have the virus.
And it's like, we have been staying away from everybody, and in one instance, you could have just fucked that whole thing up.
Yep.
Because you had to go fucking eat lemon squares. What the fuck? The church gathering, you fuck. I was like, well, and I was talking, I was like, well, Jesus is everywhere, you know? I mean, God is everywhere. And they're like, oh, we're finally breaking through to him. I'm like, no, that's what fucking say. If he's everywhere, I'm like, I'm pretty much, to be honest, if there was a God, I'm pretty sure that's the last place he would fucking be.
No, shit, huh?
It's in a church. But I'm like, why do you gotta go there? I understand people want to do it, but it's like, it ain't the time.
And if there
everybody's going through this shit, fucking relax.
If there was a God, he'd be trying to kill us right now, apparently, with the coronavirus and the murder hornets and the all that shit.
Yeah, I don't think he's that happy right now.
I know, right?
It's like, I gotta get rid of these fucks. They're just everywhere.
All right, well, on that note,
maybe it's like on a grander scale, like we have cockroaches and insects that we get rid of, what we call like an exterminator. Maybe God's like, hey, man, this place is overrun with these fucking humans. They're everywhere.
And they suck. I need to call in some kind
of fucking universal orchid man to come in and fucking...
All they do is fuck everything up.
It's like, we'll hit them with a virus, we'll give them a fucking couple of monsoons. We'll, you know... there's a universal orchid man trying to wipe us out. That's what I'm saying. That's a new conspiracy.
There are actually locusts invading Africa right now. There's a bunch of the cicadas are about to wake up from their 17 year slumber.
Yeah, I just heard that yesterday.
It ain't over, people. It ain't over. And
what's another thing too that blows my fucking mind? We're acting like everything is all set. Like, oh, we made it through that one. It was tough. It's like, it's still happening. It's not stopped.
No. And we just entered hurricane season.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 All right. Well, on that note, now that we're good and fully angry and depressed, let's move on, shall we?
Fuck it. Okay. Are you hitting a button right now?
Nope.
Okay.
So, our first story of the evening is about the game The Last of Us 2. And this is
are
not...
Are you spoiling anything for me?
No, I'm not spoiling anything for you. This is nothing... This is nothing story related. This is more gameplay related.
Okay.
So, co-game director Anthony Newman was doing an interview, and he was talking about The Last of Us Part 2, and he basically said that they're making the level design a lot more open in the second game, and there are entire story moments and elite combat encounters, full scripted sequences that you could completely miss if you're not careful, because it's going to be so open.
I don't know if that's cool or not.
Well, yeah. He then said, they feel like that way when you discover something, it really feels like you're discovering something, one of these elements.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm like, I don't want to miss stuff.
I know, right?
Like, oh, fuck.
And then another writer-director Neil Druckmann said it aims to heighten the feeling of being a survivor. And then, I guess it introduces some new gameplay features, including jumping and the ability to go prone. The first game didn't have jumping?
I guess not. I don't remember. It must have been, you know, like we just go up to a ledge or do something and it just automatically does it kind of deal. Mm.
I guess...
Actually, I'm going to play it again.
Good idea. I guess also they made it so resources are going to be harder to come by to make it feel like a real survival.
Awesome. Now we're jumping. And you can't. I don't know. I don't mind that to some degree, but I'm like, I don't want it to be a constant pain in my ass that.
Right.
You know, like, I'm dying of thirst or something, and I have to, you know, drink out of a fucking puddle every 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Puddle. I said they got you dying of thirst.
Oh. They got you dying. What was that? Was that Downset?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I know.
Good call, man. I haven't heard that shit in fucking ever.
I know, right? That's the only thing, one of the only things I can remember about them, other than, what the fuck was it?
You got the anger. It kind of has the anger, like yogurt.
But... Yeah. You got the yogurt.
Da-da-da-da.
Well, yeah, it was anger, hostility towards the opposition.
It was weird. They were like a knockoff Radiance Machine.
Yeah.
In a way. Because they were kind of political too. And they were like,
yeah, but
it wasn't as good.
Didn't they used to rag on Rage?
I don't know. I don't remember ever, like, I don't think they ever made it big enough to get to a point where they could rag on Rage.
No, but I think they might, I think they had a few shots where they thought they were better than Rage. But
you know what's up? Remember this band, E-Town Concrete? Remember that?
Oh, fuck yeah. I remember them.
Which I really liked for our period.
Yep.
Like somebody, I was watching YouTube and somebody was reacting to a newer song. I don't know how new it was, but I mean, it wasn't something I've heard before. And I'm like, holy shit, they're still around. Like,
wow. E-Town Concrete. That's a band I haven't heard of in a long time.
But, yeah, that one album though, I really liked it. Except for every time I drove around listening to it, he used the N-word a lot, and it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, not cool, man. Because
I'm
cool.
Like, okay, maybe it was like 20 times in one song. Like, no, stop. It's not appropriate.
Yeah, I remember liking that CD a bit.
Yeah, well, that was a little weird.
That was.
All right. Old rap rock fucking band. What the fuck were we talking about?
The Last of Us 2.
Oh.
But yeah, anyway, so Last of Us 2 has jumping now. Let's move on. Oh, shit.
Oh man! Oh, I was ready for that button. Me too. On top of it.
So Simon Pegg has expressed an interest in being in The Mandalorian at some point, and. Which would be cool enough, but he would like to play Gengar, the bounty hunter, old toilet paper head himself.
Really?
Yep. Well, he's done the voice of Gengar in a couple of games and in the Clone Wars cartoon, so he is.
Oh yeah.
He is familiar with the character.
Oh, that's weird.
Hmm.
Oh, but I mean, Dengar's, well, from what I remember, he's not really in the best in shape there.
Right.
And I don't know if he was at like a frat party or like he woke up and just TP'd his head or what the fuck.
Yeah, he was at a frat party. They TP'd his head. And he looked in the mirror and said, "That's a good look. I'll go with it."
Like, oh shit, I gotta go to work. I fucking don't have time to deal with it. And Darth Vader just like looked at him like, Jesus. Walked right by him.
Yeah, you know you got some toilet paper stuck to my foot. No, it's your no, it's kind of your head and your.
I want to hear that lost tale. Dengar's got the meeting with Darth Vader when he's like, "Oh shit, I gotta go. Give me a good impression." And the wacky turn of events that happens with him toilet paper in his head, and he winds up on the fucking Star Destroyer, and he's like, "Oh."
And all the other bounty hunters are like, "Why is he get? Why is he get toilet paper on his? I don't know. I don't know." Just toilet paper.
But he was always, Simon Pegg's like a skinny dude.
Yeah, I know. I guess also, I don't know if you saw this, but it has come out recently that according to the Rise of Skywalker visual dictionary, Gengar was in the Rise of Skywalker, but he looks wicked fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, like he became more of a cyborg and stuff, and he's all crazy looking and shit.
Not a cyborg! Where the fuck was he?
I don't know, man, but I've seen the pictures, and it's fucking weird.
Because when you said that, all I could think of was the John Williams part, which was cool. We never mentioned that.
Right.
John Williams had that little cameo there. And he had like a robotic eye thing or something, or like a metal covering.
Yeah, no, this is something. Look it up after or whatever. Dengar, Rise of Skywalker, or Visual Dictionary.
Rise.
But Skywalker's dead.
I call my penis Skywalker.
Oh, and man. It must
rise. How do you think I had a son? You think I just cloned him? No.
Papa Palpy.
Palpy. Pap. What was it?
Oh, Pop- shit.
Oh, shit.
Poppy Palpy put his pee pee in the poop tank. I almost sounded like Bill Cosby.
Papa Palpy put pee pee in the poop tank. This is the general pudding.
Oh.
What?
I just looked up that picture of Dengar and I'm like, I remember seeing that in the movie.
Oh, really?
Jesus Christ.
I know, yeah, right? But I would have never guessed it was Dengar.
Yeah, who would? It looks nothing like Dengar. It doesn't even look like a human being.
No, it's fucking crazy. It looks like a droid that put some human skin on.
Yeah,
it's like Buffalo Bill the droid.
If you put orange hair on him.
I can see that. I can totally see
that. I'm calling bullshit. Come on, Dengar. What fuck?
I know, right? I don't know that. Yeah.
He was in there.
Dengar.
I always liked Dengar, actually.
I know you did. You used to run. You used to run around with toilet paper on your head and nothing else.
I'm Dengar. Run up that.
What's with him? He's Dengar.
The source of his power is his toilet paper hair. It's like Samson. Every time you rip a square off,
he gets a little weaker.
He becomes more mortal.
Well, there's only one thing I can say about that.
No!
All right, let's move on.
Oh, shit. Why'd you have to bring that shit up?
So, the Bill and Ted sequel, Bill and Ted 3, is still going strong. It's still going to be coming out, and people are still
going strong now.
But it looks like there's a strong possibility that because of the whole COVID-19 thing, they could decide to just release the movie on streaming services.
Yeah.
Which
is cool. I guess. Well, I was like, oh, I mean, I feel bad for them, but I don't feel bad for me. Well, it's hard to say. I don't know how that movie would do anyway. Like, I feel like I people want to see it, but
yeah.
I feel it's going to be one of those things that you think would do really well, and then it makes, like, $10 million, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I think it would be better going to streaming or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's probably a good avenue for a lot of smaller films.
Right.
Because I think there was the Capone movie that Tom Hardy
did. Yes. Which I have
not. Like, I think it did pretty well.
Yeah, but I've not heard good things about it.
Yeah, but I think money-wise, I think it probably did better than it would have done in the theater, really.
Oh, yeah. No doubt there.
I want to say, like, $50 million. I could be wrong, but I just read that. I was like, that's probably better than it would have done.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. But, yeah, I've not heard good things, so.
I didn't even hear about it at all until I saw that it was on. I was like, oh, this is a thing? I didn't know.
I saw headlines about it because it's Tom Hardy doing Al Capone, so that was like the, and then but I didn't know any details about it or anything else. But
yeah, like I heard about it, and then it was released, and I saw how much it was making, and I was like, "What?" All at the same time.
I know, and then I saw all the reviews of it, and I was like, "Wow,
damn!" I saw a picture of him in his final syphilis form or something. He was all like.
Yeah, I think I saw that picture too. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what Capone had, right? I don't know.
I think so. I think, like you said, it's better for these not giant movies just to go to streaming services or video on demand rather than going to the theater, and then they might not do as well as people want, and you know,
yeah,
because not everything's a blockbuster.
Yeah, I think in a weird way. It's kind of good for smaller films.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, well, another thing, well, I mean, Bill and Ted would open wide, but I mean, like a lot of other films, you know, it's in select theaters and.
Right.
A lot of times, this movie is I want to see that, you know, it's not playing anywhere near me, so I'm like,
oh, yeah. Fuck. I know, right?
So it could be good for the little guy. And Bill and Ted, that's something I would definitely pay to watch, so.
Yeah, me too.
Even if it was like $30, I think I would pay it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I would do it.
Yeah, and I think it's already done, right?
I think so.
Isn't it?
I think it's done filming. I don't know about post, but.
Yeah, but yeah, the filming I think is done.
Mm. So.
Well, that's interesting.
Quite.
Do they have to say when that could be?
No, not yet. No, they don't. They haven't given it a release date as of yet.
Oh, I really want to see that.
I know, I do too. I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Yeah.
It should
be. And I love that it makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. It
makes sense to revisit that instead of just, you know, like the fucking cash grab kind of thing. Like.
Right. Again, the only sad part is no Rufus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Carlin, man. He was fucking great.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
That man was brilliant.
So brilliant. I love George Carlin.
I love George Carlin. He was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We so need George Carlin now.
I know.
A voice right? like that, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But not somebody trying to be George Carlin.
No.
Somebody like.
What do you mean, like. Necromancy, like with how we cyborg,
cyborg. Yes, exactly.
George Carlin.
Nobody with toilet paper on their head. No, I mean, you know, not somebody like going out and being like, I'm going to be just like George Carlin, and you know, it just has to be somebody. It has to be, you know, it has to be natural. Somebody who's naturally, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, right?
George Carlin-esque.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just try to do a shtick there, but...
Right.
Well, there actually could probably are some people that are in the same realm, but I don't really have my pulse on the comedy scene there. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't watched stand-up in a very long time.
I know. I used to love watching comedians, but I don't know, it just... kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah. There hasn't been anybody that I can think of. Mm. Of that I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy's... I really like fucking Dave Attell, man.
Yes. Remember
Dave Attell?
Oh, I love Dave Attell.
He was fucking great. He is fucking great still, but...
Yeah, he's fucking awesome. I love Dave Attell.
His Insomniac show was
fucking great. Yeah, that show was great. I wish that had done better. It stuck around longer.
Yeah. That's what sucks. If I do like something, most people won't, and then it will go away.
I know, right?
That's why I feel like we are truly the keepers of the fringe, because everything we like, nobody fucking likes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
All right, on that note... let's move on.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Wow. Wow. So. speaking of things going to streaming and people liking things and all that jazz, looks like the Justice League Snyder Cut is finally coming out. Yippee. And fans of Zack Snyder, both of them, are very excited about this. And I guess it's going to be coming out on the HBO Max streaming app that is coming out at the actually it's like this week it comes out. And I have read that apparently it might be coming out as a series instead of one big movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Because it's like 3 fucking hours long. And
I think it's 4 hours
long. It's fucking 4 hours.
Yeah. I heard that Zack Snyder said that what he never saw the Justice League movie, but he said from what he knows about it, there's only like a fourth of his story in there.
Wow. And we do know it's going to have Darkseid, who's going to be played by actor Ray Porter, who I'm not real familiar with. And there you go.
I have many mixed feelings about those. Mm. On one level, it's cool that, you know, so many people wanted that and it is happening.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, a lot of the fans that didn't want it fucking sucked. And they were kind of cocks on the internet. So,
yeah.
It's kind of like, well, they don't deserve it. Fuck them.
I know.
But, but on the other hand, Zack Snyder, while I'm not a fan of a lot of his work, but I do like some of it, like it was a horrible tragedy why he was, well, at least one of the reasons why he was pulled off the movie. So I like. I mean, he seems like a good guy. I'm just not on board with his vision of the DC universe.
Right.
But I like the idea that he actually gets to go back and make the movie he wanted to, whether it's good or not. I mean, I don't know, but but just that he gets to do that is cool.
Yeah.
And I, even though I don't like his DC movies, I want to like it. Like, I want to watch the Justice. Like, it kills me that I have a Justice League movie sitting on my shelf over there, and I don't want to fucking ever watch it again. I'm like, it's a Justice League movie.
I know, right?
Like, if you went back when I was a kid and, it would be a Justice League movie, a fucking Batman Superman movie, and I'm like, that would be the coolest shit ever.
Yeah.
And now that we're here, I'm like, I don't like it. And I don't want to watch it ever again.
No, sir. I don't like it.
It hurts me. So I am interested to see it. I mean, 4 hours, that's a lot.
Yeah, but breaking it up into a series. Completely
different fucking movie.
Breaking it up into a series is at least better.
Yeah. Well, it is and it isn't, because they're just doing that so people won't fucking buy it and then instantly cancel it.
Yeah.
If they are going to do that, that's probably why. But shit, if there actually exists a kick-ass fucking Justice League movie by some chance,
that would be
cool. I want to see that. Darkseid, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's tricky.
It is. And I don't have a lot of confidence in it.
Yeah, like I'm kind of excited to see it, but at the same time, when I think of the past history, I'm like, I shouldn't be.
Right.
Because it's going to be twice as long as the other shit that I didn't like. But so that doesn't sound good.
What if it is just as bad? And I don't know. But one thing I am glad, one thing I do like about it is that it's coming out, it's done, people can shut the fuck up about it.
I also read that there actually won't be any reshoots going on.
I heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, I think some actors might have to do some dialogue stuff, but they're not actually going to reshoot. Like, they're not, WB is not funding any reshooting of anything.
Right.
So it's going to just be using what he's got. He's going to finish up the effects and all that shit. And but I heard they said it was going to cost like 20 to 30 million. That's what he's got.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, I don't think that's a lot.
I know, right?
Especially on a movie that size, you know? Especially with a lot of its effects, it's like I feel like,
well,
like, I mean, I, you know, I have no,
if it's all already been shot and everything.
Yeah, but a lot of it has, I think, has, you know, it has all the effects have to be put in. Like, it's just they have whatever the live elements there, and they have to.
Yeah,
like I feel like 20 mil could go real fast in a movie like that on that scale. You know.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Especially if it's like 4 hours of footage. I mean, that's like two movies.
Yeah.
Because I guess, yeah, I remember that's what it was supposed to be. They were trying to do like two movies. It was going to be like a Justice League and then another one. Remember? The same thing with like Avengers Endgame, I think.
Oh, right, yeah.
Maybe that's why they initially changed it, because they were like, it was too similar with Darkseid and Thanos and two movies. And
I don't know. I don't even know if I'll get a chance to see it.
See, I would like to see it. Why?
Because it's going to be on the HBO Max streaming service, and I don't know if I will have that or not.
Well, I'll buy it when it's all out, and then watch it, and then cancel it.
Good plan.
Can't be me, you bucks. And then I'll probably not enjoy it and then buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray. So they win either way. Oh, bastards.
Good plan. Good plan.
But I would love to see a DC Infinity War kind of movie.
Oh, yeah.
Except for they didn't earn any of it.
Right.
They just jumped into Superman dying and you're like, what? What? Superman's dead? And nobody gave a shit about Superman. And while he was alive, is he like an artist? Like all of a sudden he died, and everybody's like, "Oh!" Like everybody cared. Like who the fuck? He was around for like 2 minutes.
I got saved by Superman once. I'll tell you my story.
Tornado.
Oh jeez, a tornado! Ugh,
tornado.
Superman's biggest fear: tornadoes.
Don't save me, son. Like what? I fucking hate that so much.
I know. I know. I know.
Like that. We can't go there, but
well, I guess we should move on then, eh?
Okay.
All right.
Oh shit. For a minute I thought that was new. I think we're a split second. Oh shit, I almost didn't. Oh.
So, excuse me. There is a movie in the works that seems kind of interesting, possibly, or really dumb, possibly. And the movie is going to be called Good, Bad, and Undead. And it stars Peter Dinklage and Jason Momoa. And it will be directed by Max Barbacow, who directed Palm Springs.
Barbacow,
who directed Palm Spring. And the idea of the story is that Peter Dinklage...
Whoa.
Oops. Hold on one
second. That's the secret word of the day. Yay! Peter Dinklage. What the hell happened?
I forgot to turn on the power to my computer, so I just turned it on. And
does that mean none of this has been recorded?
No, it's all been recorded. It's just my battery, my low battery just came on. Anyway, so Peter Dinklage will be playing the role. What?
Go ahead. Sorry. I said yay, but the delay is fucking it all up.
We'll be playing the role of Van Helsing, the last in a long line of vampire hunters. He develops an uneasy... Let me finish. He develops an uneasy... He develops an uneasy partnership with a vampire played by Momoa, who has taken a vow never to kill again. Together, they run a scam from town to town where Van Helsing pretends to vanquish the vampire for money. But when a massive bounty is put on the vampire's head, everything in this dangerous world full of monsters and magic is now after them.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
It is. I have mixed feelings about this one. Part of me's like, oh, that could be kind of interesting. But then part of me's like, it could be kind of stupid.
At first, I was scared. I thought they were going to do my idea with the little person zombie movie. I was like, no! You can't do it.
Well, the good news...
So I'm glad to know it isn't that.
The good news is... we have recordings of you discussing that, so if anybody does come out with that, we can sue them.
We do. We have that. We have documentation of that.
I'm sure we do. I don't remember which specific episodes it is, but
I feel like I might have mentioned that before.
If it came to it, we could probably find it. So we could sue them.
Well, I think you could just change. You know, like there was actually there was a movie stop. Remember the movie stop around us?
Oh yeah.
And there was a dude there that I used to talk to that he made a movie about some kind of a weird parasite thing that comes out your butthole and like kills you and stuff or kills people. And at the same time, there was a movie called Bad Milo, I believe, which has a guy like, I want to dip my balls in it, that guy from the state.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what his name is, Ken something. But he made that movie, which was something about some kind of weird demon that lived in your butthole and came out, caused mayhem and went back in your butthole. I don't know. There was some similarity there, and he was like all pissed off because he's like, I've been trying to make this movie, and there's this other movie about another, something with the coming out your butthole. And he was like legitimately upset about it. So, like, I think he was trying to, like, sue them or something, like, but, so I wound up eventually watching the Bad Milo movie, and I was like, he explained me his idea, he had, like, a short of it that I watched, and then I watched the Bad Milo movie, and I'm like, it's, because he refused to watch it because he was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, there's similarities there, but it's different enough that I think the world could have two butthole creature movies. The world's big enough. The point of the story was, even if they did a little person zombie movie, they could change it enough to it wouldn't matter for me.
Sure, if they could change the butthole demon movie enough, then why not?
I like when the guy who first told me about it, I thought he was joking.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And then he gave me a link. He gave me like a business card with a link to his movie, and I was like, oh, he's legitimately pissed off at this guy at this movie. I'm like, oh, shit. I haven't seen him. I hope he made his movie, though. I don't know what happened there, but...
Yeah, you know, because...
And Bad Milo wasn't really that great, though. I was like, it wasn't that good, and I feel like there's definitely room to improve on the butthole creature movie. So follow your dream, man. Make that butthole demon movie.
That's good advice to the kiddies out there. Follow your dream and make that butthole demon movie. All right.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Let's move on. Oh, shit. So Sony Pictures is on a roll again with the Spider-Man universe. And now their latest is they want to make movies of the Spider-Man related characters Jackpot and Madam Web. And yes. Let me tell you, first of all,
and I heard the little rumbling of a Kraven movie.
The Kraven movie would be interesting. But as far as a Jackpot and Madam Web movie, as a huge Spider-Man fan that I am, let me tell you, I do not give two shits about either of those characters enough to watch a movie about them.
Sexist?
No! They are minor characters. I wouldn't mind seeing them in a Spider-Man movie, but there's not enough there for them to carry their own movie.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It is. I don't know what the point of that would be. Other than, it's like Sony's like, well, since we can't make our own Spider-Man movie right now, we're just going to make every single Spider-Man-related movie we can.
Yeah, that's just a bad fucking idea.
It is. No, nobody's gonna get too shit Venom, about that.
Venom was like gangbusters for them. They did good,
and that's probably why they think they can do well.
Maybe we're wrong. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but Venom's at least a big character.
Yeah, but it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was. No, you know what?
But Madam Web.
It was worse than terrible. It was just average.
It was like a turn in the wind or whatever. Seem to me you live your life turn in the wind. Never finding the shoe to climb to. Oh. Oh, that was an awful Elton John. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was some kind of appeal there. Like, I want to see a Venom in a movie, but...
Right. But not
but that Madam Web.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? That one really baffles me.
I know.
Because wherever it left off that I know about her, there wasn't really much known about her.
That was her whole shtick. Yeah.
She was kind of a mysterious person that would pop into Spider-Man's life, and she was like this, like a mix between The Watcher and one of the Golden Girls. Like B U author. Oh, that was bad. B.
Oh, my God. I don't
but
know.
Yeah, that's when, all I remember.
When you put it that way, I kind of want to see that.
She's like, you know, use our coupons to get my cat food and shit at the local Costco. And then she's like, oh, shit, I gotta go. She just, like, portals out into a fucking biker lounger in front of Spider-Man. And, like, says some cryptic shit to him and then goes back to play bridge with her friends at the nursing home.
Man.
I must try it, though. But it's just weird, because like, it's probably not going to have Spider-Man in it, so it's like...
Exactly.
Are you going to tell, like, her origin story? Like,
who cares?
What? Yeah, not in a bad way, but...
Yeah, not in a bad... Yeah, sure. I mean that in the best way possible. Who fucking cares? Oh, shit.
I don't know. I mean, there is more to her than I'm aware of, but that's...
Nothing big, no. Nothing to earn her own fucking movie. So,
and it's weird. I mean, the normal average movie going audience is not going to have a fucking idea who that is.
No. And they definitely aren't going to give a fuck. There'll be no fucks for you, Madam Web. So, I don't know. I mean, seriously, I think that is what Sony's doing. They're just like, oh, we can't do Spider-Man, so we'll just fucking throw everything at it that we can.
It's like a studio that's making Transformers and Transmorphers. Like, it's making the headline and the knockoff at the same time. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Jeez. Wow. Which I only feel like all those movies are just going to take away from Spider-Man. It's going to make it...
Yeah,
I think it's just going to burn people out and go, what the fuck?
I agree.
This shit is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jackpot, I know a little about her, but I...
Yeah.
Not much. I thought, was Mary Jane ever Jackpot at one point, or am I completely wrong there? I
honestly don't remember. Like
a little synopsis. And it was a couple of different people, and it didn't mention her, but I could have swore that she was at some point. Or she was somebody, I don't know, in some story. But I don't really remember much about what her deal was, but...
Yeah, I don't either. It's been a while since I've seen Jackpot.
Been a while.
Been a while.
The one interesting thing, though, they said... the original Jackpot was a single mother that was... Like, she was pregnant or something.
Oh, yeah.
So... There's an interesting angle there, because you've never seen that in a superhero movie.
Yeah. Jackpot.
Like a single mom.
Shared by two people, Sarah Errett and Elena Jobson.
Yeah, that's all I saw. But I could have sworn there was a Mary Jane thing. That might have been somebody else. I don't know.
Well, Jackpot has red hair, so maybe that's, you know.
Or maybe they thought of... Or maybe before we found out who it was, I don't know. There was a Mary Jane thing I remember, but...
So she has superhuman strength and stamina, dramatic gymnastic skills, limited hand-to-hand combat, and possesses some invulnerability to injury. Fascinating. Fascinating.
It's just weird. Is she, like, really connected to Spider-Man? 'Cause
no. I mean, she originated in Spider-Man, and she's popped up in Spider-Man every now and then, but she's not, like, I don't know.
Like, that's not the connection is not, like, a Venom to Spider-Man is not the same kind of
right.
Instant connection.
Yeah, right. Like, most non-comic book fans would be like, who the fuck is Jackpot? Who the fuck is Madam Web?
Yeah.
And where's fucking Spider-Man?
That's the main question for all this shit. Is like, where the fuck is Spider-Man?
Exactly.
Kraven. You could maybe pull off without Spider-Man, but it would be less. Kraven, the hunting man, makes with the boom boom on the lions.
Sure, you could do Kraven without Spider-Man, but that might be a lot like the Venom without Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, it could be interesting, but it would definitely be less interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what they should do for the new Spider-Man movie. Because now that everyone knows who he is.
Yes.
They should hire Kraven to hunt his ass.
Well, not only... I wouldn't be surprised if they were going to do that, because not only that, but he... At the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, you know, that thing came out from Mysterio, the video of him supposedly killing Mysterio. So everybody would probably be after him now. So, yeah, it'd be a perfect time to bring
perfect in. Setup for Kraven.
Exactly. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I hope that's what they're thinking of doing.
Oh, maybe they're going to do that and then have a Kraven like movie.
Maybe. But they could tell his origin in the Kraven movie. I don't know.
How we get that funky lion vest? How he made that? That lion head vest.
Yeah. I want one of those.
It's just all weird.
It is. Well, I don't know. Who knows what's going on with that? But I don't think those movies would do well. So I guess why don't we move on?
Okay.
Oh, shit. So that's going to do it for our stories this evening. So that means it's time to move on to the Keeper's recommendations. And I don't have any recommendations this week. So I'll leave it up to you, my brother.
Alrighty, I have two. One of them is Ukulele in the Impossible Lair.
Ooh.
Which is interesting because it is a sequel. I think the company is called Playtonix. Oh. Well, I mean, they already had a game.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
A ukulele game.
Right.
But what's interesting is that the first game was done in a Banjo-Kazooie kind of style.
Yes.
And this game is done in a like a Donkey Kong Country kind of style.
Oh.
Like a side-scrolly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what also was interesting is that the company, the Playtonix, there are, I guess, a good chunk of the team are actually people that used to work for Rare that actually worked on Banjo-Kazooie and the Donkey Kong Country games. So there's some kind of a pedigree there to why they're doing it. So I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Cool.
So it doesn't feel like they're just trying to do it like a knockoff thing. Like, they're actually the people that created that shit. So
right.
I don't know if they succeeded. Like, the first game was not as good as Banjo-Kazooie, but it was pretty good. It was all right. And this one, I made it to the end of it, and I can't beat it. It is an impossible lair. I've seen somebody beat it, but...
Oh, really?
I can't do it. I probably could do it if I sat there and kept trying, but...
Yeah, but...
I don't have it in me.
Right, yeah.
Because what's interesting is that every level that they have is just like the original version, and then you can do something in the environment in the hub world to change it. So there's like two levels, so it will like freeze it over or make it windy or do something different to it. So it's like playing a whole different level, which is pretty interesting. But at the whole thing is there's a cap the main villain is called Capital B, and he's a giant bee that. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like Gru from those fucking movies, Despicable Me or whatever, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
He kind of looks like that dude. So, anyway, you go through all the levels to save all these bees, which make a shield around you. And there's 48 of them. So if you get all of them, you go to the final level, and every time you get hit, they just take one off. So you have to try to make it through the impossible lair with as many bees as you can. There have been people that have beat it with no bees because you can only get hit twice. Like you have your Lele, the bat that's on you that helps you do like, it could be like your Diddy Kong or whatever in Donkey Kong Country.
Right.
But you get hit once, she takes off, you have a chance to save her, but if you miss her, then she's gone, and then if you get hit again, you die.
Hmm.
So you need the B shield to make it through the impossible lair, which I played it, I got 33% through, and I fucking died. I lost all my bees. But the thing is, there's no fucking checkpoints. There's no checkpoints, and it's probably about a half an hour long.
Because
I watched somebody go through it, because I was just trying to get an idea of like what I'm in for.
Right.
And I was like, oh no. Oh no. So I'm like, I'm never going to do this. And I'm okay with it, though. Like, I had fun collecting all the stuff, getting all the bees, and I got to the end, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it, but I'm all right. I had fun, and I can walk away from it and not be like, son of a bitch.
Right. You got what you wanted out of it.
Yeah. I mean, a 30-minute level that with no checkpoints, and you know, I don't have it in me, man. And while you're going through it, like, I fought like the main bad guy like three times already, and I was like, he just keeps popping up, and then then you have to go through, it's like everything you did in all the stages, but just condensed into one area, and it's just, you know, razor fucking saw blades and lava and things shooting at you, and it, all these crazy jumps, and it's just, it's too fucking much. Yeah, I love the idea of it, though, the whole setup, because you can go to the end level and do it anytime you want. You don't have to collect all the bees. You can, if you feel like you got 10 of them and you're like, you want to try it, you can go ahead. So I love the setup of the game, but I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
But, yeah, I just don't have the time for that shit. I don't. I feel like I could do it, but it's going to take at least 10 or so tries, and I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
The fuck that. But it was a good game. Like, if you like the classic Donkey Kong Country games, I feel like the controls are overall pretty good, but there was definitely some weird clunky fucking shit at certain moments that fucked me up plenty of time. I'm like, no! But what else is cool is that the hub world is like, you can explore it and find secrets and do other shit. Like, that. Like, that's almost as interesting as the levels, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Yeah, and it wasn't very long. Like, I was trying to not play anything that's, you know, too involved.
Right.
I think I got there within like a 12-hour mark or something. There's some more coins you can collect in the levels, but I got like most of them that I needed. But I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna go back and try to. Some of them. It's weird. The difficulty spike is all over the place. Like, it's manageable, and then in certain areas it's just like, fuck, man.
Oh, no kidding.
But what's cool is that they have checkpoints, and if you keep dying, the checkpoint thing will tell you, like, oh, I told him the developers it was too hard or something. And he'll, if you want, he'll warp you to the next checkpoint.
Oh, wow.
Without any, like, without any cost to you or anything.
Huh.
So it gives a good challenge, but if you want to just fucking move on with your life, it will let you do that too.
Right.
So it's very accommodating to all players, except for that end level. It's a fucking bitch. But overall, it's a good time, and I think it's relatively cheap, and you should check it out.
Cool.
My second recommendation, I haven't played it yet, but it's the Iron Man VR game. They released a demo on PlayStation 4 the other day, and I watched it, like, just the guy playing through it, and it looks fucking amazing.
Nice.
And the guy said it was really fucking good, too.
That's awesome.
But it's cool, like, you use your hands, you know, as the repulsors there.
Right.
That's how, like, you put your hands to your side and your palms out to, like, fly forward.
That's awesome.
And when you can, like, hover and just, like, you know, shoot shit. And if you put your hands, your wrists down, the missiles pop out in your gauntlets there, and then you can shoot off your missiles and shit.
Oh, wow.
It's fucking cool.
That sounds really cool.
And visually, it's just really fucking cool looking. I want to play it, but I know that it's going to make me ill.
Yeah. Yeah, especially a game like that, yeah.
Yeah, but it looks, I'm definitely, I think it comes out on July 3rd. It was supposed to already be out, but it got pushed back.
Mm.
But yeah, if anybody has a VR thing, you should download that and try it out. It looks fucking amazing.
Oh, awesome. All right. Is that all you got?
And that's all I got.
Okay. Yep. One thing I did want to say is, I know there's been a few good sales and stuff, like on the PlayStation Store and everything, going on right now. So some really good stuff. So check that out, people, if you want to look at some good games for decent prices.
Oh, I thought of another recommendation.
Oh, all right.
Well, this one involves you though, because I saw that you said that you interviewed one of your favorite comic guys or something.
Yes. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
So of course, as you know, as I've mentioned many times, I do a couple of other podcasts.
You don't say.
I know.
No.
It's the first you're hearing of it, I know. But two of the podcasts I do, Wookie Radio and Weeby Geeks, I do with my co-host Mike. And Mike also happens to have a Marvel podcast as well. And he let me come on as a guest on their latest episode because they had one of my favorite comic book writers, Charles Soule, on. So I got to interview a little bit of Charles Soule a little bit. And
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles Soule has written a lot of good stuff. He wrote like The Death of Wolverine. He did one of my favorite She-Hulk runs. He's written Star Wars, the Star Wars comic, the Darth Vader comic, Lando Calrissian miniseries. So yeah, it was fun to talk to him. And we even had a little debate about who's the bigger Star Wars fan among all of us, which was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah. What is that show?
That is Mighty Marvel Geeks. So, if that sounds interesting to you folks, look up Mighty Marvel Geeks wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can check out the episode with me and Charles Soule.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, I liked it on Twitter and I was like, then I forgot about it. I didn't listen to it. I was like, oh shit, what the? But I was like, that's cool, man. You got to talk to, like, you know, somebody that you admire. And
yeah, that was really cool. He was a really good guy too.
Did you get to ask him like some stuff or?
Yeah. Oh no. Like, yeah, I totally people? Did. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's cool, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I didn't even think of that.
Now you got me fucking plugging other fucking podcasts.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Oh, yeah, I have to say one other thing.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is like a random thing, but I was like listening to last week's show.
Yeah.
And other than the whole weird Leon Redbone thing. Which now looks like, I'm like, what the fuck was I talking about? I don't fucking know. It just popped in my head that day. Well, that night. But I was listening to our review of the movie and I'm like, wow, it's not like we really hated that movie,
really,
which is weird because by the end of it we were like, oh, it was good. But the whole first half of the review I was, it sounded like we really didn't like it, and I was like, oh
wait, I think I listened to the episode. Well, you know,
I don't know.
Whatever,
it was just weird because I'm like, we seem to really not enjoy it, and then we're like, yeah, it was pretty good.
All right, well, wait till we see how tonight's review sounds.
Okay. Killer segue, bro.
Thanks, bro. Let's move on. Oh, all right, so that's... that means it's time for our final segment of the evening, and that is...
Keep it the first movie review of the week. I said week weirdo.
Yeah. All right. And this week was an interesting one, I must say. This week we reviewed a movie called Spaghetti Man. And
Available on Amazon Prime.
Available on Amazon Prime.
Available on Amazon Prime.
Available on Amazon Prime. I don't know what the fuck that was. And this is a different one for us because this movie actually came out in 2016.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was written by...
I was trying to find a movie in...
Hmm?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying I was just trying to find a movie that I was going through the list and it just stuck out to me.
Yeah.
I like, this is newer than we usually go, but fuck it. Let's do it.
I know. When you texted me that one, I was like, okay. That's weird, but we'll go with it. Anyway, it was written by Winston Carter, Benjamin Crutcher, and others. And it was directed by Mark Potts. And it stars Benjamin Crutcher, Winston Carter, Brand Rackley, and many more. And the synopsis of the film is, I like the synopsis. Clark doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about the world. He barely cares about himself. But after an incident with an old bowl of spaghetti and a malfunctioning microwave, he becomes a superhero that can fight crime with the power of spaghetti. However, you have to pay him.
What's funny is that I sort of had an idea like this movie. I mean, not the spaghetti thing, but I remember one time I was using my microwave, and when I took my food out, there was a spider that came out of it, and I was like,
"Oh, really?
But please bite me." Like, maybe I'll give me superpowers. And then it made me think of like something like that happening, and then you would just be like the shittiest superhero where you would like charge people money. Like I had some kind of a similar idea there that I was like, I found that interesting to see it actually on screen.
Radiated spider.
Well, it's not really, but the microwave.
So usually we would go over our good, our bad, and our nitpicky, also what the fucky, but we kind of didn't really do that this week. I don't know. We both didn't end up taking any notes, really.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
that we both didn't do it.
I know. So there you go.
One thing I noticed too, like why I was watching this movie, I was like, I realized I don't feel comfortable critiquing newer movies. Well, I mean, let's say like the big studio fucking movies, because they don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because you can say whatever, and they're like, yeah, whatever, you already paid me your money, so fuck off.
Right, yeah.
Like, they can take it, but when it's like a smaller film and...
Yeah, like an independent film, yeah.
Yeah, like the underdog movie, like, I don't feel right ripping on it, you know? Not even that this movie deserved any ripping. I overall really have... anything really negative to say about it.
No, I but don't
just
either,
in general, really. I think that's why I like going the old shitty 80s movies and things like that.
Right.
There's enough time between it that I don't feel as bad talking shit about it because the people that made it probably knew that it was fucking crap. You know? And you're not insulting somebody really their right. work because they've way moved on, you know, whatever bullshit that movie was.
Well,
we don't mind. I'll get shit, but I don't want to, like, you know, piss on somebody's fucking, you know, project, spaghetti. Dream project or something. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel right.
You don't want to be, pissing on their spaghetti.
No,
that was the one thing I wrote for the, what the fuck was he, so he learned about his power because he was peeing out spaghetti, which is weird enough. So
yeah,
and I was like, does he shit spaghetti too? Like, no matter what he eats?
Yeah, surprisingly, they never covered that.
No, they did not. But,
And all he seemed to eat was soup. I don't know if that was a...
I know. Like, he was eating spaghetti, and then after he became Spaghetti Man, all he wanted was soup, which was weird.
Maybe it was just to keep him the spaghetti moist. Because I think he was completely made of spaghetti.
I think so, yeah.
Like, slowly but surely just turned him into spaghetti. Because he could get shot and stuff, and he wouldn't get hurt, really.
Well, in the end battle, when he got that bad guy beat the shit out of him and then started crushing him and shit, he turned into spaghetti.
Yeah. He was like a scarecrow made of spaghetti, sort of. Like that shot they had of him. Just in his clothes, but he was just all spaghetti.
I have to say, honestly, I really can't think of anything particularly bad or nitpicky about this movie. Honestly.
Yeah.
I have to say I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, I did too. I think I wish it was a little funnier in a way, but yeah. The whole premise was funny, and it just, you know, it was just amusing to sit through and see what happens. But
well, you know,
I don't remember any like really laugh out loud moments or anything like that, but it was overall amusing.
I had a few chuckles, and it was mostly because of the main guy, Benjamin Kretcher, who plays Clark Spaghetti Man. So what he did was he went around town. He just found a paper bag and he cut two holes out of the paper bag for eyes, and he just went around in his fucking jeans and sweatshirt and a paper bag beating up bad guys. And just watching him, like, he had some funny movements and stuff, and he was very physical in the role, which I liked.
Yeah, and he was such a dick. Like, at first, yes. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to like this guy, but he kicked it back a little bit, and he was, but it was just funny for trying to save people and then trying to ask him for money after.
he'd do the rubbing his fingers together thing for pay me.
Yeah,
that was awesome. I don't know why, but it made me laugh. But yeah, he was.
Yeah, they had the guy that was following him that was like filming him.
Yes,
trying to sell him the videos, and every time they just do a montage of him helping somebody, and he just do the rubbing his fingers together.
when he tried to help the kid in the wheelchair go up the big flight of stairs. Yeah. And he's just fucking arguing with him the whole time because the kid's like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, man.
Yeah, like I like the whole premise of it. I mean, it's so stupid, but
it is.
It's funny, though.
It's wicked funny. And they actually did one cool thing, which I liked, is he has a roommate that he lives with, who he's friends with, kind of friends with, who wants to become a cop. But keeps failing the police academy. So his wannabe cop friend roommate keeps saying, oh, you got to do some good stuff with this, with your powers and stuff. You know, you got to become a hero and everything. And of course, Spaghetti Man's like, fuck that. I'm going to get paid. He takes out a Craigslist ad and everything.
Yeah.
Which is good. So what they ended up doing was, his roommate kept getting so pissed off that he couldn't become a cop, and Spaghetti Man was just wasting his powers that,
yeah. Cause he genuinely wanted to help people.
Right. Do we want to give away?
And his roommate was helping people, but to his own fucking, what?
Do we want to give away the what happens, or just say that there's a nice twist with that?
No. Yeah. I don't think we should. Because it's fairly new and it's probably not well known, so people could.
Right, yeah. So we won't spoil it, the whole thing.
In 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. We won't spoil what happens, but there's a really cool twist that I really appreciated between him, Spaghetti Man, and his roommate that was really, really pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I overall liked it, but I think where the transition was a little undercooked, but
yeah,
in a movie about a spaghetti man, it flies. It doesn't matter as much, but it felt a little abrupt in a way. Like I there was a couple setup scenes and you're like, wait a minute. And then it just kind of had a twist there. And you're like, oh,
I get that. Yeah. But
I also like that they didn't really, when there was a twist, they didn't, like, try to hide it throughout the whole movie. They're like,
right,
this is what's going on. So.
Right, yeah. And it was, the twist itself was good, too, even though the setup was a little abrupt, but.
Yeah, it overall worked.
Right.
But that, like, I had to pick out something. that I could be like, well, maybe they could. That's about it, really.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it was funny. Basically, his powers were just, it would just throw spaghetti at people that he made out of his body. So,
yeah, it would just come out of his fucking hands or something.
That was pretty amusing.
Yeah, because he would just like put his hand out towards somebody and just a fucking handful of spaghetti just smack him in the head or something. Like, it's so stupid. I love it.
I know, right? So, overall, I'd say the story was good. The cast was good. It was funny, but not the funniest, not like super laugh out loud funny, but it had some really great moments in it. And, Spaghetti Man, the main character, he's a dick, but also like he's like a lovable dick in a way.
All I heard is that you love dick. No!
So.
Yeah. Yeah, like the cast was really good. Like, even if I wasn't laughing out loud, like, I was amused throughout the whole thing.
Yes. And I thoroughly.
Like, it gave me a smile. You know, like, I had a smile while you're watching it, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know if I was internally or whatever. Fucking works. I was amused.
There was a lot of little funny moments in it that just, you know, made me chuckle a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you hear the premise and you're like, that sounds interesting to me, then you could definitely check it out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's definitely.
I didn't mean to jump ahead there.
No, that's fine. It's definitely worth checking out. So,
if you hear that go, wow, that sounds fucking stupid, then this ain't the movie for you, probably.
unless you're like, wow, that sounds fucking stupid, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're a fan of our show, this might be a right up your alley.
Well, I don't know if that's an insult or I don't know what the fuck that means. I mean, to them, not to us.
I'll tell you what it means. It means it's time for us to give this movie a rating. And as always, we here at the Keepers of the Fringe have our own rating system in which a rating of 1 is a movie that is bad. Not good. It's bad, but it ain't good. And a movie, a rating of 2, movie that just kind of, what?
I was going to say, do you think we should give it a regular rating on this one? I don't know.
I suppose we could give it a regular rating.
You think?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Proceed.
All right, what do you want to do for a rating? Still 1 through 5?
I don't know. On this one, I feel different on doing that. But does that fuck the whole thing up? This is probably something we should have brought up earlier.
Probably. Well, what do you think we should do?
Like, I think it was good, but I don't know if, like, I could say it's, you know, on our scale, like a 5, like, good. I don't know. I feel like it's good, and I recommend watching it. But I don't know if we should put a number on that. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
You get to see how the sausages are made, kids.
Sausages. Sort of.
Sausages.
All right. Well, I guess, fuck it. Yeah, we won't bother with a rating. All we'll say is Spaghetti Man was a fun movie, and we both highly recommend you watch it.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's only like, I think it's a little less than an hour and a half.
1 hour and 27 minutes.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth checking out. Good,
yeah, if you stumbled across it and, like, I feel like that's the first time I ever noticed it. I was just going through, it was recommending movies for me, and I just happened to see that, and I was like, Spaghetti Man, what the fuck? And I don't really know, this is 2016, I don't know if this is these people's first movie or what the deal is, but I mean, it was a low budget film, but it didn't really feel too much like that, you know, like it didn't look right. Really cheesy, like, You know, like, it wasn't taking me out of it. Like, it looked like it was shot on, like, somebody's shitty phone or something. Like, it looked pretty good. For what they were doing, it worked perfectly fine. And, like, there's a certain movie, like a low-budget movie, when you watch it, like, nowadays low-budget movies, like, the way shot, right. The way it just feels so low-budget that I can't get into it because it just...
Right.
Its quality is so shitty. But I didn't feel that in this movie.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Huh? So I thought the dialogue and everything was pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. The characters were great. Well. The actors were great. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
So yeah, so a high recommendation from us.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, I guess there you have it. I don't have anything else, do you?
No.
All right, well then, that will do it for us this evening, although it's actually afternoon right now, which is kind of weird, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's way earlier. We would just be starting right now, normally.
Yeah. We are ending at the beginning.
Well...
Whoa.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
So, that'll do it for us. We thank you all for listening, as always. And, yeah. Hold on. So, as always, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman...
Great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody. Stay safe out there. Don't be stupid. Don't be a dick. And watch out for spaghetti.
You're asking a lot.
I know.
I don't know if they can pull off both of those things. We are human, after all.
Yeah, sadly, we are. All right, well, you know, try your best, I guess. And good night.
Good night.
Oh, hey, kids. You want to contact the Keepers? Well, you can do so by emailing us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KOTFR. And if you want to see what movies we're reviewing every week, you can find pictures of them on our Instagram. You can find us there under, guess what, Keepers of the Fringe. And of course, we also have a Keepers of the Fringe Facebook page. And while you're at it, we at the Keepers of the Fringe would really appreciate it if you could maybe, you know, give us a little rating or review on whatever you use to listen to our podcast. We would really appreciate it. It would really help others find us.
We like movies.
That's a good start.